September 27th, 2022. For Kruma Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tabi Madiba, making headlines. Joburg Mayor Phalatse safe for now as motion of no confidence not set for next council sitting. KZN ANC endorses Zweli Mkhize for party leader and Goodhart moves to replace Eskom board. City of Johannesburg Mayor Mpho Phalatse will survive Wednesday's special council sitting of the city's multi-party government. This is despite opposition parties in the council earlier saying they would vote against her in a motion of no confidence at the next council sitting. Mayoral spokesperson Mabina Siabe said the only topic on the agenda of the sitting was the election of a new speaker. The election will be held to replace Vasco da Gama, who was ousted in a motion of no confidence at the beginning of September. The ordinary sitting of the council set for Wednesday and Thursday has been postponed until a speaker has been elected. The speaker will take over from the city manager once elected. The Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal has endorsed Zweli Mkhize as its preferred presidential candidate as the party prepares for the party's 55th National Elective Conference in December. Mkhize, who was the Minister of Health, carries with him allegations of corruption related to COVID-19 funds. Announcing the outcomes of a special meeting convened by the ANC-PEC, Provincial Secretary Peggy Mtolo said the party in the province was encouraged by the manner in which branches of the ANC and regions had managed discussions on the leadership preferences. The province is also backing Paul Mashatile as Mkhize's deputy, Phumulo Masuele as Secretary General, and Nomvula Mokonyane as Deputy Secretary General. Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan has informed the directors of Eskom that changes will be made to the board in the next few days. Eskom, which can have a maximum of 13 non-executive directors, has only 6. 7 have resigned with the first resignation in 2018 and have not been replaced. The remaining directors, whose term began in 2018, have appealed to Gordhan for several years to fill the vacancies on the board. It is critically short of the skills it needs, particularly in engineering and the electricity supply industry. With the crisis around Eskom deepening, the cabinet resolved last week that the Eskom board should be strengthened. It is unclear whether the entire board will be replaced or some directors will be retained to allow for continuity. The board, which has been chaired by Professor Malegapuru Makgabo since the resignation of Jabu Mabuza in 2020, has strongly supported the leadership of Eskom CEO Andre De Reiter. While there was a strong sentiment expressed in last week's cabinet meeting that De Reiter should be fired, there has been no indication yet of what Gordhan intends to do. That's Roundup of News, making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Kruma Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.